Joel Sartori is an award-winning photographer, author, and speaker whose lens focuses on endangered species and landscapes around the world. 2 years ago, he was named National Geographic Explorer of the Year, and he is a regular contributor to National Geographic magazine. Tonight, Joel will speak at the Tennessee Aquarium's IMAX 3D Theater here in Chattanooga, starting at 6:30 p.m. On his way to Chattanooga, he joined us by phone for a conversation. Joel, thanks for joining us.
You bet. My pleasure.
Tell us more about what you're going to talk about at the Tennessee Aquarium.
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about what it's like to work for National Geographic Magazine. Been doing that a long time, about 30 years. And also talk about building the photo arc, which is my 25-year project to try to document as studio portraits every captive species in the world. So we've been at it for about 14 years now, and we're at almost 10,000 species or right about.
And how did you get into photography?
Well, I started in college. I went into journalism because it didn't require math or chemistry. So I started there and just kept going. It came, photography came pretty easy to me. It's the only subject I got A's in school. So I figured I was on to something there, and went on to work at the Wichita Eagle in Kansas, a newspaper there, and then started in with Geographic in about 1990.
And when did your photography bring you to what you have covered for years and years ever since?
Photography was kind of my gateway to the world, and I always cared about nature and wildlife. My parents brought me up to care about the natural world, and lo and behold, once I started working for Geographic, I discovered there were lots of ways to use photographs to tell stories to try to save the planet. So that's what I've been doing ever since, really.
And you mentioned the photo arc. Tell us more about that.
Well, the photo arc is where we take studio lights and backgrounds, and we do portraits of every species we can find in captivity around the world in the studio style. And that means good light with animals looking directly at the camera so we get eye contact. And there's no size comparison on these. So, you know, a mouse is as big as an elephant. And we can tell the story of all creatures, great and small, equally, which is very important so that we can try to save not only the tiger, but the mouse and the, you know, the dragonfly, you name it. We document invertebrates, mammals, birds, amphibians, reptiles, no creature too large or too small, basically. Well, I guess there are creatures too large. Haven't figured out the way to do the great whales yet. And we don't do anything smaller than what you can see with the naked eye.
What's been the most breathtaking experience so far in photographing these creatures and these landscapes for the photo arc?
It's an honor to tell their stories, any of them, whether they're a little freshwater stream fish or a tiger on the verge of extinction somewhere. It's really an honor. And so the whole project is kind of it means a lot to me, obviously, or I wouldn't be spending the rest of my life doing it. In terms of just having a favorite, I guess I would say, you know, the next one's the favorite, the next one. I'm always thinking about the next animal, where it's coming from, what's its story, and can we save it? Can we get the world to care about it?
Have you photographed in this area before? Because, of course, Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley is teeming with biodiversity.
I have indeed. I've worked down in Knoxville at Conservation Fisheries, which breeds rare stream fish. I've worked there many times over the years, and also have worked at the Tennessee Aquarium at least 3 times. They've got an amazing facility there with, believe it or not, one of the best collections of turtles anywhere, freshwater turtles. They specialize in that, but also the fact that they dedicated an entire building to freshwater species before they built their saltwater facility, that speaks volumes. It's really incredible that anybody devote time to some of the more quiet species, like turtles, like stream fish, things that aren't big and showy, and Tennessee Aquarium's done that. So it's always been a great thing to come work there. Can't wait to come back, really.
And of course, this year at the aquarium, it is the year of the turtle.
That's right, that's right. Well, for me, it's every year's year of the turtle because we really care and we want people to try to understand that as they go away, so could we. So it's really important for people to know that we need to prevent our freshwater species from going extinct, because it's folly to think they'd go away, but we'd be just fine. It's not going to work that way. really important to pay attention to freshwater species.
And where can people go online to follow everything that you do?
They can go online. They can go to joelsartori.com, J-O-E-L-S-A-R-T-O-R-E, joelsartori.com. Or they can go to National Geographic's PhotoArc. They can just type in PhotoArc on the web and they'll see it.
All right, Joel. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.